T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Well, it's easy to think of illegal immigration as a problem that they have, you know, afar. Texas, New York, somewhere like that. But that's not the case. Welcome, Sheriff Hobart Lewis, Sheriff Greenville County. Hey, Sheriff Lewis.
Hey, good morning, Tara. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing good.
All right. So I've been hearing whispers of buses dropping people off in the Greenville area. Tell us what you know about that, and how many people a month you believe are being dropped off here who are illegal immigrants. They're being bussed up from the border.
This has been going on for months and months that we've seen here in upstate. And these are solid white charter buses with DOT numbers on the side. It's not like the Greyhound station we have over on Woodruff Road, like some may think. These are charter buses that come out of Brownsville, Texas. And illegal immigrants are processed by immigration. They get a ticket, get a court date, get on these buses, and apparently pay with the $400 gift card that we give them when they come across the border. The bus driver takes that card and allows them passage on this bus, and it makes multiple stops as these particular ones come up the East Coast, make multiple stops throughout South Carolina, and that's our concern. We know they stop in other states, but the bus usually has an average of about 50 people on it. Sometimes they'll make stops and we may see 25 or 30. We may see it full, but they'll stop at different locations throughout here, Greenville and Spartanburg, for sure, that we know of. And I've worked very closely with Sheriff Wright. He's very concerned about it. We've had numerous conversations. And we see, if you just add up the 50 per bus, and these are only the ones that we see that come in during the week, you're looking at 1,400 people a month passing through the upstate. Some get off, you know, and go into these convenience stores and stay here, and some get back on the bus. And we have contractors who wait in the parking lot for them, trying to hire a lot of Latinos that get off the bus. But we don't see too many what we think are Asians, Chinese nationals getting off these buses. They seem to be moving in other parts of the country. As we know, they're coming across the border now is certainly more well-known than ever because the election's coming up. But this has been an ongoing issue, and it just seems like, obviously, with the election coming just a couple months away from the primary, this is becoming they're more outspoken about it. So it's a major concern for us here in the upstate.
Okay, I'm just doing some back of the envelope math here, Sheriff Hobart Lewis. You're saying 1,200 to 1,400 illegals brought to this area by bus. Of course, you say some move on, some stay.
Sure.
1,400, that would be like 15,000 to 16,000 illegal immigrants a year at that rate. Those are massive numbers. Are you there, Sheriff? And I think we unfortunately just lost him. If he's calling back in, let me see if I can pull him up. You there, Sheriff? Okay, and I know I could see him. Let's see if we can get him back on. Tim, can you get him back on? I know you're trying. Okay, you there, Sheriff? Okay, so the numbers he's laying out: 15,000 to 16,000 potentially a year illegal immigrants brought here. He says, this is what's coming through. Some stay, some do not, to recap. what he just said. Tim, if you could let us know when you get him pulled up. I see him there. You there, Sheriff? Hey, Sheriff, you there? Hobart Lewis, can you hear me? Okay. I think we're connected, but I don't know quite where he is. You there, Sheriff? I can hear him. Tim, is he there? Okay. Yeah, we'll see if he can maybe call us back, because there were some other things he told me yesterday that just blew my mind in terms of, you know, what's coming into this region. He mentioned, I'll just, you know, recap some of what he told me yesterday, that they are seeing, it's not everybody, but they are seeing Pakistanis, Afghanis, folks from the Middle East that are coming through here and being dropped off here. So a potential top number of 15 to 16,000 a year. And again, some of them move on, some of them go into the convenience stores and they stay, he says. So really frustrating, because these numbers were just mind-blowing to me, and we were talking about it in our family yesterday. Let's see if we could bring him up, producer Tim. There you are, Sheriff. If you could turn your radio down, that'd be great. Can you hear me? You there, Sheriff? Okay, I know producer Tim is working to get this to work for us, but I really wanted to hear that interview. We'll see if we can get him back on as we go here. All right. Meantime, and we'll keep our eye on the sheriff, see if we can get him back. Darn, that's frustrating. Hate when the equipment goes down like that. You there, Sheriff?
Hello, hello.
All right, good. Thank God. Sorry about that. Okay, so tell us again. So you had said they're bringing through, you know, between, that would be 15 to 16,000 a year. All of them aren't staying, but that is what they're bringing through. Tell us who they are. These are illegal immigrants coming into the Greenville area. Hey, Sheriff, can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay. Really frustrating trying to get the equipment to work there. Darn it. We'll see if we can't get him back. Hey, Tim, can you give him a call? I'm going to forward you his... I'm gonna forward you his number and see if you guys can work it out so we can get him on the show. Just really frustrated that all went down like that. I apologize for that. Okay, here we go. Forward you the number. See if you guys can work it out to get him on the show. Okay. Meanwhile, folks, if you want to see what our country, the choice our country faces this fall, it can't get darker than the story that broke in the last 24 hours. It really can. Here's two headlines. They say everything that you need to know. Police officer was, excuse me, police officer murdered in cold blood while on duty by a man who had been arrested in New York 21 times yet was still out, which I guess you could do in New York. 21 arrests, still walking around, no big deal. That's how it is in liberal utopia. Well, he had a beautiful one-year-old boy, beautiful wife. One of the, ironically, final photos of him, he was holding his son. His son is wearing a shirt, it's a baby shirt, says, "My daddy's life matters." Kind of ironic. Because in the end, in the liberal metropolis of New York, it didn't matter. The criminals' lives matter more. And he was shot dead, died like a dog in the street. The video is horrific. It's gone viral. The video is horrific. He's screaming and begging for his life. He's in a lot of pain. Can't imagine your son growing up, finding that on the internet, being able to see your last moments there. Well, they're burying him. And this headline, Trump expected to attend wake of slain NYPD officer. Trump should be in New York for this. Dual headline. Biden will be in New York at the same time. Will he be at the funeral? No, he will not. Biden to bring out the celebrities at high dollar fundraiser with Obama and Clinton. So you can go to that if you have $100,000 to spare. That's what it cost. By the way, the former president was moved. The Trump campaign said the former president was moved by the invitation to join the family and the colleagues of the slain NYPD officer. So Trump was invited to this funeral. They want him there. The family has invited him to come. Joe Biden was not only not invited, he has yet to make so much as a statement. Texter writes, who can we call to stop this? And I was looking forward to the sheriff explaining that he's actually working with state legislator Thomas Beach to get the authority to be able to stop these buses. We need legislative changes at the legislature to be able to stop these buses and to be able to remove these people from our state. Just really frustrating that we couldn't get it together there with that interview. So I am so sorry about that. Unbelievable, incredible. I think he's trying to call back, Tim. Can we try to get him on the phone again? We maybe do this in a second segment, because I think this is really important for people in Greenville to know. He is on the call-in line again. And I am so sorry about this. We'll get this line looked at and see what we can do about it. All right. President Donald Trump to go to New York, attend the funeral of this slain officer. The head of the police union there saying to New York City politicians, to the city council, don't come. You're not welcome. You're not invited. You caused this, he wrote in an editorial. His blood is on your hands. This is where we are. Huge contrast. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Texter writes, Tara, they're seeing the effects of illegal immigration. English is no longer the common language at our local Greenville gym. Another texter writes, Sheriff Lewis took an oath to protect and serve. This person wants something done about it. Actually, that's why I wanted to have the sheriff on this morning, to tell you what he is doing about it. His hands are tied right now by what the law is, but the state legislature can help. And we have state legislator Thomas Beach, who is working on a bill that will allow him to actually stop these buses. Get these folks out of here. Texter rates, open your eyes. I saw 4 migrants last week in Simpsonville walking by the car wash. Another texter says, I saw one of those buses in Fountain Inn this morning. Another texter writes, no coincidences. Well, we're working on trying to see if anything went wrong with the equipment during that interview. I'm going to try to have him back on at 8:33, but the numbers he gave me last night were just staggering. He said about 1,400 last night. He's in the interview, 12 to 1400 a month being brought here. That would be 15 to 16,000 a year just running through Greenville. Whew. He says some of them get off. Some of them don't get back on. They stay here. Some of them are picked up by like NGOs who take them. We don't know where. And some of them go on and continue on the buses. So that is the potential top line number for Greenville County in terms of them being brought in. Spartanburg, him and Chuck Wright, he says about, that'd be 15 to 16,000 a year right here. That's just what is being dumped right here. And he told me last night, and this is the thing that really got my attention. Look, everybody thinks these are people who just want a better life. They're just, you know, they're here to do menial labor. And a lot of them are. And a lot of them, he said, you know, are just regular, friendly Hispanic people. And they're great. But he said there's some people that he's seeing now, Afghanis, Pakistanis. We can't vet them, folks. I mean, even if we tried, we couldn't vet them. Because their governments are hostile to this government. In fact, folks, the Taliban of Afghanistan, in something the mainstream media did not cover last week, declared war on America and all Western democracies. So they're at war with us now. Borders wide open, and we got Afghanis being dropped off in buses. Look, I'm sure there's good people trying to flee Afghanistan. I know I would if I was a person who lived in Afghanistan, but we don't know who is who. We have no way to know. Texter writes, Biden's new army terror, we are in big trouble. Now, the texter writes, when I go into Walmart on Woodruff Road, I'm the only person who speaks English. Another texter writes, no coincidences. Another texter writes, Biden would be wise to remember, as he hobnobs in New York with celebrities, that there are more common people living in the United States than celebrities. Their votes outnumber the celebrity vote. So Joe Biden, once again, no statement of any kind on the murder of this police officer, 31 years old, had a toddler, beautiful young one-year-old boy, shot, died like a dog in the street, screaming in pain. Guy who shot him, 21 arrests. Look, folks, this is a metropolis where, unfortunately, if you are an illegal immigrant, you want to beat up an NYPD officer who just asked you to move on because you feel he's disrespected you. You feel he's challenging you on your territory. You're an illegal immigrant and you are a gang member of Tren de Aragua or MS-13, which the NYPD says have merged on the streets of New York. You are working those streets. You're on 42nd Avenue. You work at 42nd Avenue because you're stealing iPads and phones. And the officer merely asks you to move on. And that makes you mad. So you beat him up on camera. And they let you go. And just bond you right out, let you go. No problem. Folks, this is unbelievable. Kevin O'Leary warned about this. I think this is the clip of the week. Real estate investor. He's talking about Trump here. He's talking about people who would put their money in America because it was the safest, most sane justice environment with a very predictable court system. And he says that's just not going to happen. When you look at Trump's trial, when you look at the lawlessness and the chaos.
But they're gnashing their teeth to shame at seizing properties. And people in the press are applauding. They're giggling. This is bloodthirsty.
This is hurting the American brand. What's going on in New York is, what's going on now is concerning financial markets all around the world, because in the United States, and everybody, what, I don't care what color you are, red or blue or independent, doesn't matter. We are the bastion of safety when it comes to investing large pools of capital. That's what America represents. We have property rights. We have an appellate system. We have law people trust. And we give you good returns with the least amount of resistance. And what's happening in New York is tainting the American brand. I mean, seizing assets after 22 days? In a bankruptcy court, you get years to resolve this. This is not a good look on New York. It doesn't matter that it's Trump. It could be anybody. I think that's very bad for the American brand. And I also would argue that you think about if this is going to help New Yorkers, they should be asking for better management. I'm very disturbed. And the way I look at it, and I speak to many institutional capital fronts, including sovereign wealth, because I'm trying to buy TikTok right now. So I'm running all around the world trying to raise $30, $40 billion. And they all ask me the same thing. We're watching this New York thing play out. It looks to everybody like it was some dress-up court day when the parents were out and everybody got dressed up in robes and had fun acting out some court trial. When are the adults coming back into this?
That's the question for New York. So this morning we have the funeral for this officer. Trump has been invited by the family and the friends, you know, basically the police, to attend the funeral. Biden has not made a statement. He is going to be in New York, but he's going to be there for a high dollar, $100,000 a pop fundraiser. You want to meet Joe Biden, you pay $100,000. I've heard you could buy a painting from Hunter too, but I don't know. So you can't get a starker contrast than that. NYPD offices. Folks, these guys are just, they're not making a lot of money. He probably had a part-time job to support his family. We lose those who are still willing to go in the streets in this country and keep us safe. We're going to see a side of humanity that we aren't even familiar with. We've never seen in our life. We don't have that basic level of safety. Texter writes, my wife works at the DMV. She and her coworkers have been using their personal phones to translate for the foreigners who refuse to speak English when they come in. How much time do you figure that wastes? One of many reasons you wait so long to renew your license. I'm just curious, if they're coming here and they're foreign, are they, if they're going to the DMV? Ask your wife. I just text me back. What are they getting? I mean, if you're not legally here, how does that work? Are these people with visas who are legally here and get ID? I don't know how it works or what kind of ID they're going to be. Very curious to find that out. 71307. We'll be right back. Okay, I believe we have the sheriff back, Sheriff Hobart Lewis, Greenville County. I had an incredible conversation with him last night about what he is seeing. We think illegal immigration, that's places like New York, that's places like Texas, but a surprising number are coming through here. Welcome back, Sheriff.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. And I mentioned China one time and you see what happened.
So. Yes. Yes, it did. Okay, so a lot of people have been texting me about these buses. They're seeing buses across the upstate that appear to be dropping off migrants. You know something about that. Tell us.
I know a lot about it. We've been tracking this for several months, and we have a number of buses that stop here. They come up 85 with 85, 26, obviously 95 in the lower part of South Carolina, Highway 25 here in Greenville. I've had numerous conversations with Sheriff Wright in Spartanburg because of those stops occur in our two counties. And some of those folks get off the bus and stay in our area. We don't know where they go after that. And some of them get back on buses and, I guess, continue on up 85. It's not just a problem here, but these folks are coming here, and they have already been through immigration. So I know on the text line, somebody said, you're the sheriff, do something about it. It's not quite that easy because they already have a court date or a hearing scheduled with immigration, and it may be 2 or 3 years from now. So they take their free cell phone, their gift card, they're out in the United States doing whatever they want to do. You know, chances are they're not going to show up for that court date. With a lot of the Afghans, Pakistanis, Chinese nationals, they are going to show up. This is an easier way for them to get into this country. Coming across the border, getting on one of these buses is much quicker than them going through the immigration process. So it's a huge problem.
Now,
there's nowhere to put them once, you know, if they're not breaking the law, obviously, then it's too late. But we've seen murders occur across this country, and you know, people get arrested, they get put in prison, they go to court, they do all those things. That's just a small number of folks.
Now, the number that you gave me before we got cut off in the beginning of the show or this hour, you said 12 to 1400 that you know of coming
right
through this region every month. That would be 15 to 16,000 a year at that rate. I mean, those are just mind-blowing numbers. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you do the math on what the buses carry, the occupancy level of the buses that come through, just say it's 50 people.
Illegal immigrants.
Right. That's the number we're coming up with. That's minus the driver, obviously. But yeah, it's a lot of people. And that's just what we see coming through on just 85, our part of the country here, Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg. That's not counting, you know, other places. I mean, these aren't the only buses coming out of Texas or Eagle Wow. Pass or Brownsville, those places. So, they're spiderwebbing out across the country.
Now,
Governor Abbott obviously is doing a great job, you know, trying to fight this battle at the border. But once they pass that point, what are we doing here? You know, what our back's kind of against the wall.
You told me last night that you're seeing, in addition to a mix of Hispanic individuals, you're seeing people from where? Tell us again.
We have Afghans. We have them from Pakistan. Obviously, China. I mean, they're extremely large numbers. It's, most people, when they think of immigration, they think of Latinos, you know, coming here to take minimum wage type, maybe cash only jobs, whatever the case. That's not what is happening now.
These are illegal immigrants. They are being dropped off. Just to recap, for those of you tuning in, we're talking to Sheriff Hobart Lewis of Greenville County, South Carolina. They're being dropped off here on buses. Those are just the ones you know about. So that's $15,000 to $16,000 a year, potentially. Really shows the problem. Now, tell us, a lot of people in text line, they want you to do something. And I know you're trying to do something, Sheriff. Tell us what's going on with that. Can you hear me, Sheriff? I can hear him here. And I really wanted him to tell you what he's working on, because our legislator, Thomas Beach, has sponsored this, and it's great. It should be able to get through. You there, Sheriff? I am so sorry about this. You are on the air, Sheriff. You can hear me.
I got you now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
There you go. Okay, so tell us what you are trying to do something about this. Tell us what you're trying to do in terms of state legislation that you need.
We are. Actually, Representative Thomas Beach brought this up and called several sheriffs and is working hard to give the sheriffs the same authority the South Carolina Transport Police would have under federal guidelines for transportation to stop these buses. And actually, you know, if we confirm they're transporting illegal immigrants, we can seize the bus, issue them a citation. So Thomas Beach and both Representative Burns are working to get this legislation.
So you say you can cite them. Do you mean the bus company or the illegal immigrants who are being dropped off?
Hello?
You said you can cite. Okay, Sheriff, we're at the end of the segment anyway, so I think we're going to pull the plug. I am so, so sorry. We will get this worked on, I promise. We'll be right back. Well, the last moderate Democrat, Joe Lieberman, has died. Really, honestly, today he ran as an independent. He'd really be sort of like a moderate Republican. That's how far the parties have drifted. Last common sense moderate Democrat. I would have disagreed with him on just about anything. There are no moderates anymore. They all get defeated in the primaries. And we're stuck with them. Unbelievable. All right. So to recap what we were able to get from the sheriff, Sheriff Hobart Lewis, over the last, and I'm terribly sorry for the technical difficulties, we are working on them. Unbelievable. He says 12 to 1400 people a month are being dropped off here in Greenville and in Spartanburg. He says, so, I mean, that's 15, 16,000 a year. So this illegal immigration situation, it's here. And the thing he told me last night when I was talking to him, that just, I went downstairs, I told my kids, my husband, oh my God. He said, listen, we do have, you know, Latino folks coming up here. That's not surprising as illegal immigrants. They're being dropped off on buses. We know where they are throughout the upstate. But he says, we're seeing Afghanis, Pakistanis. I mean, folks, here's the thing. I'm sure there's plenty of good people in Afghanistan. I know there are, and good people in Pakistan. Those are heavily Muslim nations. And the problem is that when it comes to Afghanistan, their government last week declared war on us. You realize that, right? The head of the Taliban declared war on us. Joe Biden is funding that war, by the way. We've given them $2.4 billion of your tax dollars since we left Afghanistan. And I mean direct to the Taliban, right to the National Bank of Afghanistan's controlled by the Taliban. So we're paying them to kill us. But, you know, that's Democrats. But here's the point. We have a hostile relationship with the Taliban. We have a hostile relationship with the government. Even if we wanted to vet them, we can't. We can't trust what they tell us. They are unvettable. It is impossible, even if, you know, 1-800-TALIBAN would return our calls. And yet, they're here. Think about that. Afghanis with the free cell phone. He says they got the free cell phone. He says that this is Sheriff Hobart Lewis says they get a $400 cash card, Visa card. They use that to pay the bus driver. Your dollars to bring people here from a country that wants to kill us and last week declared war on us. They declared war on all Western democracies, including America, and then announced they were going to go back to stoning women in stadiums. So no, that's your dollars paying for that. And it's right here. So Howard Lewis is doing, the reason he did the interview, some of you are saying he should arrest, he wants to. He needs changes in state law that would allow him to do it. Texter writes, Tara, Tara, if you get the sheriff back on, please ask him if there's something we should do to be aware of if we see suspicious activity like someone. I don't even know what to do anymore. Texter writes, Tara, last year around Christmas time, encountered several of these buses in Hendersonville Walmart parking lot, scores of men just wandering around in the store buying blankets, pillows, and junk food. I knew then. Another texter writes, how convenient was that? Talking about the crash of the phones. I don't know what's going on with the phones. Our phones have been working up till today. It'd just be an unfortunate issue. Texter writes, could a terror attack result in an impeachment, thereby resulting in Dems kicking Biden to the curb before the next election? Well, when you can't maintain a majority as Republicans because the Democrats keep, and I know it's them, inducing people to resign before their terms are over so you don't have a Republican majority anymore. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what we could do. I don't know that we have a big enough Republican majority to even impeach Joe Biden anymore. And that's just because we gave up and they resigned. And you know what we're going to find out? I'm going to cover this in the next couple of months. You've seen all these they're rhinos. All these started with Kevin McCarthy resigning from Congress, knowing damn well we needed their vote to keep the majority. You know why they're resigning right now and they couldn't wait till the end of their term? Because they're being offered high dollar gigs. I guarantee you there's Democrat connections, high dollar gigs, but to get the deal, you got to resign. Now we're going to put you on this board and this board and this board. Yeah, it'd be like $6 million a year. Hey, go ahead and resign. And they'll do that to try to get Speaker Hakeem Jeffries and Democrat control back. Folks, how weak and feckless of a party do you have to be that you actually win the majority and you have so little will to rule that you just have one after another resignations? The Democrats are just picking us off one after one, one by one by one by one. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm concerned about an attack on the concert this summer with Jason Aldean and Kid Rock. That's pretty specific. I'm concerned about an attack, period. And when you have the sheriff say, Afghan men, Pakistan, folks, you realize Pakistan is at war again with the Taliban, right? The Taliban are going in and out of Pakistan. You realize there's all kinds of jihadis in Pakistan. They got really close to overthrowing the government. So if you come from Pakistan, even though we have a fairly good relationship with that government, you still don't know who's coming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.